grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come here, man.
Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Do it, man.
Chris Valley.
Good afternoon, kia ora.
How's it going, mate?
Very well. Very well. Holding down the fort here on Karangahape Road. And all is well in this neck of the woods.
Sometimes I ride past on my bike and I look across at the hemp store and I think of you fondly.
Oh,
and I think about all the times that we had. We used to play out on the curb there. We used to make music out on the curb face to face in there, in public.
We'll get back there. And although, you know, you can stand out on the footpath and have a session. I'll be in here having one. And, you can do it like that. But no. I jest, of course. But no, it is relevant because... you know, we're all sacrificing a lot, and but what's been in the news the last couple of days is that perhaps some of the lingering COVID spread might be related to some of the kind of the so-called underworld, and people kind of labelling it as gangs and kind of focusing on sort of gang leadership and things that are a bit more high profile. But you know, there's a lot of illicit activities that go on out there, and that might well be continuing to go on, and. You know, paid sex services, which of course are legal here in New Zealand, is one thing where people might come together in a rather intimate way. But also cannabis and other drugs, of course, people still want to get some and people still want to provide it. So it's really important that people do so in safe ways, you know, that aren't spreading COVID. Fortunately, Auckland's actually pretty self-sufficient when it comes to cannabis. It's a bit of a myth that there's all this kind of stuff going on. If anything, a lot of cannabis from up north might pass through Auckland, but goes further south. Well, for the people that need it. But Auckland's very self-sufficient. There's a lot of indoors, that's what most people here want. And as people will have noticed, and you know, I've been getting this feedback, supplies of cannabis really haven't been disrupted by the lockdowns. But it's the actual getting of it. A bit of opportunism. I am hearing the prices have gone up a bit, and that's very unfortunate. Hopefully that's a bit of a blip. But as I say, having good practices with your provider, a bit like when the old countdown delivery guy comes around, you know, you might want to, you know, keep it clean, wear a mask, all that kind of thing. But we certainly, last year's lockdown, we thought that this was a bit of a risk and this could happen, and we called on the police, or the government in general. This is normal. Called on the government to show tolerance for delivery services, and for this very reason, so that people didn't feel tempted to actually go meet people in person. And so hopefully that's happened. But a public statement really is what's needed. And now that we have this part of the Misuse of Drugs Act that says the police shouldn't prosecute if there's no public interest, it's really as easy as just making a statement that defines that public interest. And just sort of saying, well, there will be no public interest in going after any person who uses cannabis, and that includes people that are providing it to them, as long as they're not putting people at risk or whatever, right? So so if you make a kind of clear statement like that and kind of, you know, stand back, I think that would be a good thing. And would hopefully let us get out of these lockdowns.
Chris, just rewinding a bit to the comment you said about Auckland's cannabis supply being mainly indoor, why around Christmas time does it get tight then? Because I would have thought that was, oh, look, we're so far from the last harvest. Yeah. The next harvest is in April.
Well, hey, we've all experienced the shortages on loo paper, and yet there aren't more arseholes around. It's the same number, right? It's just demand.
That is
everyone
like
going out and getting
though,
their toilet paper at once.
There is a chance
and that's what happens at Christmas. Everyone wants a larger bag at once so they can go away on holiday.
Yeah.
So, but hey... When I was younger, they used to go up a lot, and there was one year where it went to something like $800 or $900 an ounce if you could get any at Christmas. It was just absolutely astounding. And then, of course, way more people grew the next year, and there was no similar shortage ever again. Mm-hmm. So, Yeah, but hey, it does bring around too as well a bunch of public health experts. Speaking of Auckland, public health experts have called for a moratorium on arrests in Auckland on cannabis arrests or drug arrests in general, I think. Saying, hey, you know, with these lockdowns and things, we want to not be encouraging the spread and that, mm-hmm. and people feeling that they've got to sneak around and things.
Totally.
It's just the wrong kind of approach, and particularly when we're after this last 20% to be vaccinated or to make up their minds, then you really want, you know, government in general to be kind of backing off any kind of punitive thing around police, you know, wondering what you're up to in your private lives and all these sorts of things. So it will be, you know, even purely as a way to encourage further engagement with the health system, to back off on drug law enforcement for the next while would be a good thing, I think. So I would thoroughly, you know, I would support that. And if people want to support that, it was on Radio New Zealand, Sarah Helm from the Drug Foundation, and you know, let your local MP know. Mm-hmm. That's all. It's surprisingly effective. You know, let them know that that's what you want them to do, particularly if they're an Auckland MP.
Nice one. Now, what else has been in the news, Chris?
Mate, well, you will remember last week, you basically challenged me to send my views to the Minister of Health, mm-hmm. and to write something that people could actually read rather than just rambling to you guys on the radio. Yeah. And so I did. I took this challenge accepted, and put up a daily on the daily blog on Monday, and so people can read it there. And it is called, it's actually the lead story Monday morning, does medical cannabis need a supermarket-style intervention? And the reason I'm saying this is the main, really the main news of the week was over the weekend when a lot of media covered the end of the transition period, and this is what we were talking about last Thursday, in the medical cannabis scheme, which meant that the products that were formerly available had to be removed from the market, and this just left four made by the Canadian billionaire Peter Thiel, the Tilray ones, mm-hmm. and then the Sativex, which is the really expensive one that's been in the media a lot, made by a multi-billion dollar pharmaceutical company. Andrew Little, unfortunately, said this was on the industry, who didn't get off their asses, and any sort of shortage on patients is on them. And there was a bunch in the industry that found those views a little bit unsympathetic, so, mm-hmm. shall we say. As they're, you know, destroying their stocks. And there was a report on, I think that was Radio New Zealand too as well. He said, well, big change to medical cannabis, why are stocks being destroyed? And they talked to a bunch of people in the industry who were actually destroying, this is the sad situation, destroying their stocks of medical cannabis products that right up until last Thursday, patients were using, without any kind of problem. So, I think the Andrew Little has a point to an extent, in that, you know, you set these time frames and give people the time to get their stuff all sorted out, and that's what you're doing.
But the industry has been telling them for a long time that the standards are too
that's
high.
Right, so that's right, yeah.
It's got to meet in the middle.
These rules have been set very, very tough, you know, the most stringent in the world. So it's not just a case of people, not getting their act together. People such as myself and others have been trying very hard, and this is, the gist of the blog that I've written, is that it seems to take backing of a billionaire or a stock exchange listing in order to get a product to market. And I'm not really sure that that's what Helen Kelly was envisaging, or anyone was, when Labor said they were going to legalize medical cannabis within 100 days. And I did note in my blog, they put that legislation in that time, so good on them for that. They did put it in. But it's taken right up till now, and in fact, the first product, purely by coincidence, I'm sure, was approved, first local products, just after, so this was on the other day, I think Monday or Tuesday, and they've become available from pharmacies today. So there's been a week of, those other products being removed, and now the first local ones, this is made by Helios, and as people will know, this has quite a well-known backing of the billionaire. And they've raised, I think, publicly they've stated at least $50 million that they've raised. And so it's taken them, and again, this was in the Herald, Derek Chang, who's been really covering this really well in the Herald for the last year or two, he's noted there this has taken 3 years since Labor said they were going to legalise it for a product to actually appear. As I'm noting in my blog, well, it's also taken the backing of the billionaire to make that to happen. And so there's a few things I've posed, and we talked about them last week, but I put that in that blog, that I think would make a huge difference to the scheme and really increase participation, so that it's not just a few companies tying it all up. And as I say, the ones that happen to have a billionaire or a stock exchange listing behind them. But what about all the other people that want to get involved? So one of the main ways is to bring back a regulatory pathway that recognises cannabis as a herbal product, and having a dual or tandem pathway. So you have your medical, pharmaceutical ones like we have now, and then also have herbal ones, and let doctors and patients decide rather than taking that option away. Because that option was there at the beginning of the medical cannabis scheme, and a bunch of doctors said, oh, we're never going to prescribe that, and then they just took it away.
Is decrim easier than that?
Pardon?
Is decriminalising easier than that?
Oh, potentially. Yeah, I guess that's another issue, though. And that's potentially on the cards, too, because that part of the Misuse of Drugs Act that I talked about before, that public interest, that has a review going on right now, and it would be certainly good to have that widened. And as I've noted before on the show, one of the reasons we have a lot of confusion by police or kind of even going after green theories and things is they only put that discretion in Section 7 of MOTA, the Misuse of Drugs Act, which is use and possession, and so they didn't put it anywhere else, and not under utensils, not under growing your own, not under making a muffin for your grandma. Nowhere else has that potential to apply discretion, and so that means for those charges or in those areas, it goes backwards, and the police can read that law and think, well, I'm not allowed to apply discretion here. Parliament said I can apply it to use and possession only. That's kind of an easy fix in my mind. It's just copy and paste that clause in a few other parts of the Act.
Hey, now, Chris, we've had a couple of questions come in from listeners. The first one was via the phone, and it was in regards to cooking edibles. Big Hungry seemed to have a bit of knowledge around this, but why does some cooking require baking of the cannabis before you make the butter?
This is called decarboxylation, and this is what activates cannabinoids into them having medically active effects. In its raw form, when cannabis is growing as a plant or even just being dried, it's in what's called an acid form. It's, for example, THC would be THCA, tetrahydrocannabinolic acid. In the heating, you remove a water molecule from that, and what's left is the active form, THC, and vice versa for the CBD and all the other cannabinoids. And so generally there is some sort of heating required. There's ways in a lab of decarboxylating it, but generally in terms of the consumer end, then it's going to be heating, and whether that's baking it for your cooking or vaporizing it or smoking it, there's got to be some sort of heat involved to activate it. Those acid forms can have some medical effects, but not nearly as much as the others. But it's another one of those kind of unexplored areas that there's some really interesting research going on around whether those acid forms could be used, because they're completely non-psychoactive is one thing, so good for the daytime, for example.
And another text, Chris Valley. When will the law be reformed?
When enough of us demand it. And we have, right? Half
John
the country just studied it. So, you know, we've got to remind these people that that's what's happened.
John put a date on it.
They can't forget the half the country that voted yes. And what's more, we now know that a sizable chunk of the Nopers would have voted for decrim too. So there is actually a massive majority in support of changing to something. I think the government really knows that. And I guess we've got to keep reminding them that it's not going away and that we want this to happen, you know. And we in our own minds can't take that no for an answer, because it wasn't a no. It was a half and half. And as I say, on the no side, a whole bunch of them would have voted yes if it had been worded a bit differently. So
John's giving it 2 years. What's your date?
Say that again?
John says 2 years.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, that takes us around the next election, so or shortly after. And you know, realistically, that might be where we're at. You know, who knows? We might be, you know, pushing for another referendum. As I say, there's this review on the police discretion clause that's happening right now. It's not like a public review, you know. It's just like officials reviewing it. But this is when you need to make your views known. And it comes under Andrew Little's remit as Minister of Health, but there's also the Minister of Police, Poto Williams, there's the associate ministers, there's the prime minister, there's your own MP, there's whoever you can really think of. Just make your views known that you want that widened as much as possible.
John, same 2 years, mate. What do you reckon?
Well, as I say, it could happen by Christmas if they widen, because that's the timetable for this review, you know. So it can actually happen super soon if you just don't call it decrim. Right?
Hey, Chris, but, we've just had another really good text come in. Someone saying, I must say, this is a text, I was impressed with MP Little going into this, but think there's some dodgy backroom influence going on, and he's being both gutless and useless to it. Yeah. So it should go to another MP to sort. We'd love to hear how Helen Clark rates his progress.
His failed run to the top has just kind of, he's just been pretty bit shit after that, really. Yeah, it's kind of like, took the glasses off for a while. It's like, who is this person? Put the glasses back on.
Yeah. I mean, I think Helen Clark has been very critical of the lack of progress so far, and you know, continues to be. So, you know, she's a very influential person to have on our side, which is very good. But as I say, we've just got to keep going and keep pushing. Now with this blog that I put on the daily blog, we've only got through one of these things, five of these tips, but people can just go there and have a read. And I've actually sent it as in a letter form, a condensed letter form to Andrew Little this week.
Yes.
And so we get the views directly to him.
Mm-hmm.
And actually had a couple of MPs contact me after reading it.
Dear Mr.
You know,
Little.
Wondering how they can help and what they can do.
Oh, yeah,
so,
nice.
You know, that's very good. Very good.
Excellent. Well, Chris Fowley,
let us know how that correspondence, you know, if anything, of course you'll let us know what's going
on. Well, within 24 hours, I had a reply.
let us know next week about that letter, Chris. No.
Let me read it. Yeah. Let me read you the reply.
Okay. Hang on, wait, I'll get some reply music.
You know,
hang on, one.
I really sweated over every word of this letter.
Go for it.
Here's the reply. If your message is for Minister Little's advice, this will be noted.
That's an excellent reply.
Yeah.
Sweet. Well, hey, you've opened comms, you've slid into the DMs, and you've opened the comms up, and that's the most important part, mate. We thank you kindly, Chris. We'll catch you next week, mate.
Very good. Stay safe out there.
Right on. Later, bro.
See you soon.
Do it, baby.
That was Marijuana Media.
Their mother trucker
loves
weed.
Thanks to the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
That's right. Support the Hemp Store. Shop online.